Duck South Studios in Oxford, Mississippi.
We're mass communicating.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
This is the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.
I gave it a 10.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that.
And now, here are your hosts, Rocky LaFleur.
Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful.
No yelling on the bus.
Josh Webb.
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your black pants party.
And Jake Latondras.
I am bad news.
Also starring Rob Kroon.
I bet this guy's into the woods $100.
And Bradley Ramsey.
No, Mark, didn't say it.
Showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Welcome to the End of the Line podcast. I'm Rocky LaFleur in the Duck South Studios on this Monday morning. On the End of the Line with me, Rob Groom. Groom, we missed last week. Did you head down to the beach for spring break?
Our spring break is this week, and I'll be honest with you, when we didn't record last week, the whole week just kind of, I don't even know. I think I blacked out for the whole week.
That may have been the gelatas.
I don't even remember last week. Little buddy, my main head honcho tech was out last week on a flucation, and boy, it was wild. So yeah, I don't remember last week.
Well, so Tennessee is out for spring break this week, huh?
Well, my kids are. I don't know. You know, I saw some videos on Instagram and Twitter of some kids doing some stuff I would have done back in the 90s. And it made me think that maybe I should have gone to PCB and got in on some of that. I mean, you know, it would have been like a dog chasing a car, but at least I could have watched it.
PCB. I thought you said TCB. Panama City Beach. Okay. I'm an idiot.
PCB, but yeah. Spinnaker or whatever it's called. That's where Dak got beat up 2 or 3 years ago.
Woo! The famous Dak video of getting his butt whipped.
Yeah, it wasn't a fair fight, though. Well, maybe it was. But anyway, old rain. How did he get the Chunky Soup commercial? How does somebody so inaccurate as a passer get the Chunky Soup commercial? Of all the people they could have gotten.
Do you think it's his lack of receivers, or do you think he's just that... He just can't hit a receiver.
Put it to you like this, Rocky. Towards the end of the year, Dallas was playing, I think it was Philadelphia. Doesn't matter who it was. I had the other team. I had them like minus or like plus 3.5. They were up. They were up with like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And it was 4th and 19. It was 4th and goal, but they're on the 19 because of a penalty. It's 4th and 19 basically for the game to be over. All they had to do was stop them. Dak throws this pass to Beasley. It was so far off. I don't know how the guy caught it. He made some circus catch, okay? And it was one of the worst passes I've ever seen. On top of that, the guy catches it. Also, of course, I'd also bet it, so I was already pissed. But Dallas, because they were already in the playoffs, went for 2. And I was like, well, I'm screwed either way now because if they don't get it, I lose. It was minus 3. If they got the 2-point conversion, I lose. If they don't get it, I lose. Either way, I'm a loser because Dak Prescott threw the ugliest, most horrible pass into the back of the end zone, and Beasley made an incredible catch and caught it. I'm still not over it. I don't know if I'll ever get over it.
You know, you're getting all up in Estes' feelings right now talking about Dak. That's his woo!
I know. That's his spirit animal. Me and Estes had a pretty good conversation the other day, and when he sent me that link about the lady pulling the pistol on that dude for messing up her leaves, that got us back closer. It's the little things.
All right, well, let's talk about this weekend, because I know that you came down to Mississippi and hunted a couple of days, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, and if one more Mississippi person calls me an oozer, We're going to meet in the middle and throw hands. I mean, just because Arkansas started this outrageous claim of oozers does not mean that Mississippi can do it now. Look, I get it. A bunch of people come from out of state to chase turkeys. But, I mean, come on. I mean,
why is that? Is it just those first couple of weeks because the season's not open in Tennessee and they're just coming – Tennessee and Arkansas and they're coming down here to hunt? And when because Tennessee has some of the best turkey hunting in the world.
Yeah, I mean, we don't open until the March 30th. So, yeah, I want to go down there and hunt. But, yeah, it's 29 degrees. They're not gobbling. I mean, the people that are killing them are shooting them out of a pack of 40. And, you know, like, I get it. Like, no, I don't get it. I mean, I pay $400 for – I got the year of fishing, the year of big game, and they're mad because I'm coming down there because I want to go hunting in the morning and then fishing after that. And sorry for going to the restaurants and spending $65 plus tip on beer and nachos. Sorry for staying down there and spending money at the lodge and the hotels. I'm sorry for spending money in your state.
Some of those stories on public land turkeys, man, they amaze me though.
Oh, there's more so than
ducks in Arkansas.
Oh, there's some good ones. Yeah, there's some good ones. But, I mean, plus, I mean, turkeys aren't migratory birds. So, I mean, I do get that aspect of it. But it's not like, you know, you have an incredible amount of acres. And, you know, you don't hear anybody in Kansas pissed off. I mean, I went to Kansas and the guys are like wanting to hang out and go drink beer. Like, oh, you got one. Good job. They don't care. They're just excited to see somebody. Don't get me wrong. It is a little crowded, but, you know, I mean, do what you got to do, man.
So how was the hunting, though?
What was that?
How was the hunting? Did you get on one?
Yeah, Friday I did, and he beat me. He won. And that's okay. But I'm still mad about that, too. I didn't sleep Friday night. And then I decided, like, 3 months ago, some of my really good friends were like, hey, we're gonna play in this golf tournament on St. Patrick's Day. And, like, you know, December the 19th, you don't think about it. You know, you're just like, yeah, I'll play. That'll be fun. And then you look at the forecast, and it's going to be 55 or 60 degrees and sunny, and you want to be hunting and fishing. You're like, that wasn't a very good idea. But we played golf, I think. I remember the first hole. And then after that, you know, I went home and went to sleep and got up at 3 o'clock again to go back to the SIP. Drives me crazy. That's one of my biggest pet peeves when people call, like, Knoxville, Knox Vegas, and Stark Vegas. Like, it's not none of this. Don't just call it, like, if you're gonna go to the trouble to call it that, just call it the right name. Like Stuttgart, Sugartown, really, just call it Stuttgart.
I've never heard that one. That's a new one for me.
Oh yeah, dude, they say it all the time. It's just wonderful. Are you going over to Sugartown to hunt? Yeah, dude.
How's Jesse doing today? Is he okay? Tennessee Volunteers,
man,
losing out like that?
You know, if you ask a Tennessee fan, they needed to lose. But if you ask, you know, I didn't know they were going to lose by 60, but, you know, Jesse's okay. I think he called me earlier and I was with a customer. He couldn't answer. I need to call him back. He's probably doing all right. I mean, they're going to be tough in the tournament. They're going to be hard to handle for a lot of these teams. But I really appreciate the selection committee putting us with Virginia because everybody knows they suck in the tournament. They'll probably lose again in the first round to Christian Brothers or whoever they're playing, Northwestern Community College, whatever.
Ole Miss plays – if they both win, they'll play face each other – oh, I guess the second game.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Ole Miss is playing Oklahoma in the same time slot, in the same regional same everything as the Valparaiso game and Bryce Drew. So we all, everybody knows what's going to happen here. We're going to lose, probably convincingly. So, but see, knowing that, really, I was going to let down.
I was going to say that I think that Kermit Davis is going to be the most reputable hire made by Ross Bjork in his tenure.
Oh, by far, it's not even close. You know, the thing is, if you watch, like, yeah, Terrence Davis and Shuler are really, really good. I can't remember. What's that big white dude's name? He's huge. He's like 7 foot. He looks like he could play, you know, defensive end for the Cowboys. He hasn't made a shot since we scrimmaged somebody back in September. He can't even get a rebound. He's so big. Like, all he's had to do is stand up and put his hands in the air. And these little guards are getting around him and getting the rebound. And I get so mad. I'm like, take him out. I don't care who you put in there. Oh, it's so frustrating. But, yeah, Kermit's good, man. I'm pretty impressed with what he does. And seems to be a pretty good dude, so whatever.
All right, let's do this. Let's play this game for a second. All right, we're going to pick three teams each that actually have a chance to make it to the Final Four. If you had three teams to choose from, who would it be?
I really do believe with Tennessee's draw they're going to make it. I really do believe that.
I would agree with that pick.
Hearing all the garbage from Tennessee fans, because if you remember 2 years ago when they sucked, they were a football school, even though it was brick by brick. But now, since they're good at basketball, they're like, yeah, football's down the road. We'll worry about that later. You know, everybody's memory is very short term. But anyway, Tennessee's good. They got a good draw. They're going to be tough to beat if they can keep, you know, they kind of got a little wiry down the stretch. I don't know if Ole Miss just played them really good or what happened. But they had a couple of games, like the Kentucky game, where they just got killed. But anyway, they're going to be there. Duke's going to be there. I don't know how Zion's going to play, but they're going to be there one way or another. Let me see my third one. I don't like Gonzaga. I don't like UVA because they suck in the tournament. All they do is play defense, but they are pretty good on offense this year. But I'm going to say North Carolina, Duke, and Tennessee.
North Carolina, Duke. Hold on. North Carolina, not, Duke, Tennessee, and who else?
I don't know. It's going to be one of those goofy teams. Not Gonzaga, but I don't know. Let's just say Ole Miss Rebels.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. They can't. I'm trying to think of what the other side is. That's what's got me confused because I know I've already thought Tennessee, Duke, and North Carolina, but I can't remember who all's on that other side. Everybody's picked Gonzaga to go from that bracket. But I hate picking teams like that because, and let's be honest, it's kind of sucks. I hate rooting for people like that. But nobody's going to beat those guys. Like, nobody's going to beat Duke. I mean,
no, not as long as Zion Williams, is that his name?
Yeah, him and Zion. I mean, they're incredible. So, I mean, how do you count them out? But I can't think of who's on that other side. But you don't have Kansas this year; they suck. You don't have some of the other normal, like Kentucky, I can't figure them out. They're good, but I can't figure out what they're –
that's a team that impresses me a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Ole Miss played them here back during, I guess, the beginning of the conference play. They had that one scheduled off game where you play somebody from another conference, and that's who Ole Miss matched up against. But I watched them the other day, and they look pretty good. Anyway, I know nobody listening to this podcast cares about Iowa State, but that is That is one of my picks. I'll go with North Carolina and Duke also. And I'll take Tennessee.
Tennessee, I mean, they've, you know, Rick Barnes knows what to do, and they've got some good players. I just, you know, living in Tennessee, I have to hear this crap over and over, you know. So
maybe we should put together a prize pack and form a Duck South bracket challenge.
For sure.
You offer up a Golden Circle Marine hat and give a Duck South hat and maybe a T-shirt.
I'm thinking about maybe like a mercury oil filter or something, yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, that'd be fun, yeah, to see everybody's stuff, you know.
I think we need to put that together. I'll see what I can do today.
Yeah, work that out. Make sure you do it on one of those normal bracket things so that I can get confused and not know what my username is from 1997 on Yahoo. Back then, I had like a different email, and it takes me like 14 minutes to figure out how to sign in. By the time I get to my picks, I'm like, I don't care. I'm just like, click, click, click. Let's go through them as fast as I can. I always suck at those things. Like, I can bet and win money. I'll just say I can bet and do pretty good, decent, whatever. I suck at these pick'ems. Horrible. I don't think I've ever done better than – I bet you I've never been in the top 15% of any pool I've been in. I'm not talking about overall. I'm horrible.
Hey, if I wanted to hack Rob Kroom's, all of his accounts, would I have to have just one similar password across everything?
No, see, that's the problem. You know, at first, when we first started doing this Amazon and eBay and stuff like that, you could just have, like, a password like Rob, and it would work. Now, you have to have, like, a special character and numbers and stuff. So, like I said, on these accounts like Yahoo that I haven't used, oh, I don't know, since 2005, I have to go through there and remember first what my email was. Then I have to go and guess the password until they tell me they're going to lock my account, and then finally do the forget password. Like, I hate doing that. Then I have to wait for the email to reset it. Oh, it's just a lot going on, Rocky. I got a tough life. But, yeah, by the time I actually get to my picks, like, I'll have no clue what my ESPN login is either, so. That was another thing that happened last week. I went and got a new phone. I went and got this, the new iPhone, whatever it is. And my battery was dying real fast. You know how they do that. They're like, oh, we need to sell some phones. Let's make this kid's battery die in 4 minutes. So I went and got a new phone. Lady at Verizon was really nice. My wife used to work up there, so I still know a lot of people up there. Figuring that was going to help. The lady was like, yeah, you got the cloud, right? I'm like, yeah, I pay like $6 a month or whatever. I got like the big storage. Oh, yeah, you're good. I was like, all right, well, you know, can you just swap my contacts over and stuff? Oh, no, they're going to be automatically downloaded. Wrong. I don't have anybody's number. I don't have any of my apps. I have nothing. I'm completely shut out of everything. People call me. I don't know who it is. They'll text me and be like, hey, man, you won't do dude? And I'm like, who is this? I have no idea, no clue. You don't want to ask people who it is. You know,
no.
I mean, like, my dad texted me the other day, and I was like, who is this? He's like, really? I was like, sorry, man, I didn't know. No, I don't know anybody. I know my wife's phone number. I know the CJC, the criminal justice system's phone number, and that's about it.
Hey, let me ask you how you handle Rob Kroom, how he handles an awkward social situation. You walk up to somebody in the crowd, man, they walk up to you smiling, Rob, how you doing, buddy? You know, you can't remember their name for anything. How do you handle that?
Well, I'm really, really good at remembering names. I'm like, I have to be top five all time. So that's usually not a problem. If I've met you before, and I've said your name, then I'm not going to forget it.
What's
but
the secret?
One of those, I don't know, man. I'm like Rain Man with that kind of stuff. Like, I could tell you, you know, I could tell you the difference in a 1993 Z71 and 4x4 by looking at it. I'm just weird. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why that is. Now, I can't pass an algebra test. And I can't tell you anything about any war ever, except for the North won the Civil War, and there was some revolutionary war. I have no clue what happened there, but I can tell you anybody's name, I can tell you what person had what boat in 1994. I can tell you any of that. So if you ever tell me a story, ever, I'll be able to tell it to you back in 6 years. Especially if it's funny. Because it's not funny when nobody cares about that anyway. But I just remember crap like that. I have no idea why. It's just God-given, I guess. So, yeah, I usually don't have that problem. But, you know, somebody comes up and says, hey, man, I'm so-and-so. You know, the podcast is hilarious. We listen to it. I usually have a hard time remembering that. But
what if you, what if you don't remember them? How do you handle it?
You just call them buddy or man. You just avoid the situation until you can figure it out. Because let's be honest, there's probably a pretty good chance that they can't remember yours either. Or if they do, they can't remember, you know, certain things. So it's not like you're losing anything. You could say like, hey man, I'm drawing a blank, what's your name? But then you feel like a dumbass. So it's better just to avoid that situation at all costs. Because somebody there knows their name. You can go up to a friend you trust and be like, man, what's his name? I forgot. And you never forget a hot girl's name, ever. So you don't have to worry about that. It's never girls. It's always dudes. So you just play it off, man. You got to roll with it. You can't back up and punt. You've already started the conversation. You got to just go with it.
So, you know, there's how do you okay, without having to ask somebody, how do you try to awkwardly work your way around figuring it out from them what their name is? Because if you remember something, you'll remember it. You'll remember
their
name.
You just go without. You just let it go, man. You can't sit there. You can't ask them at that point. You have to just go with it. Eventually, you'll remember, or you'll figure it out somehow. You know, third person story, or somebody comes. The best is somebody walks up beside you and says, "Hey, Eric, how you doing?" You're like, "Yeah, got it." You can't ask, because then you totally screwed up the whole conversation. Everything's awkward at that point.
I'll tell you this: a guy walked into a Mexican restaurant. My wife is the best. My wife is number one when it comes to remembering names. She can remember your name and your animal's name and tell stories about either one. She may have met you 25 years ago, but she can remember your name and your pet's name. I don't know how she does it. It's amazing. Man, this guy walked into the Mexican restaurant a couple of weeks ago. And it's the only time that I've ever done this. He walked up, had a whole conversation with me. I am beating my head, figuratively, against the table trying to figure out who he is.
Haven't listened to one word of the conversation, probably.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure it out. And none of the conversation leads me into how I know him. He's just asking me about honey. Right at the end, tail end of duck season. So, mid-dinner, I finally had enough. It had driven me nuts. I stood up, walked over to him. I said, man, I am sorry. I cannot remember who you are. I know your face. But what is your name? Where do I know you from?
Big time mistake.
He laughed. He knew that I didn't know when he was talking to me.
Well,
I think that I'm getting old, man, and I'm beginning to remember anything.
Well, I'm starting to have some of that, but it's not with names. Mine's with other stuff, and I'm like I'll call somebody and be like, oh, I need to tell you something. I can't remember what it was. And I'll remember 30 minutes later, and I'll call back. Like, I called Steven today to ask him about something on a boat, and he didn't answer. He called me back, and he's like, what's up? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So that's easy. I mean, that's no big deal. That's normal stuff, you know. That's just straight ADHD playing its card. But I don't forget names. And like I said, if you tell me a story like you talked about with your wife, I don't forget it. Especially if it's a good one. Hell, I'll tell it the next time and you won't even have to tell it.
Oh, gosh. Man, my wife is a social butterfly. Let me tell you, I don't know if I've ever told you this story real quick. I'll tell you. All right, so my wife during vet school worked on the you have to do rotations. Well, during one of her rotations, the Mississippi State Bulldog was getting bred. So what does that have to do with the story? So we're at this big dinner party, like fancy dinner party in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, when we lived over there. I see her get down on one knee, and she is doing a hand, making an O, and doing it back and forth. Now, as a man, you know what that signal means. Do you not? I walk over there real quick. I said, what are you doing? Oh, I was just showing them how that we collected semen on Bully at Mississippi State when I was in genetics. Oh, gosh. Man. Anyway,
should have been a land shark.
Well, all of her family was. She wanted to go to vet school. But something else that's been bothering me, I'll ask you about. Are you a call waity guy? And by me saying that, do you answer every call that comes through when you're on the phone?
Absolutely not.
I hate call
waity. No, I mean, I like it, but you have to understand that, you know, I can't, unless it's my wife or my mom or something, like, it's got to be something that I need to know.
That's my rule.
Also,
let me say this. And my secret signal is call me back-to-back twice if it's an emergency.
No, if you do that, somebody better be dead or in the hospital. Like, I have call waiting on the shop phone, and I'll be getting, like, an important information from a customer ordering a part, and it'll beep, and it'll keep beeping, and it keeps on. It's the same person. I'm like, dude, I'm going to fix whatever you got wrong, but you're going to have to give me, like, 5 minutes. I can't, like, you know, if I, like, I'll call Elizabeth and be like, hey, where are the boys, or do I need to get the boys, or who's got the boys, and she, you know, will call me back, I'll have to click over. But I have some friends that get so pissed off if you click over on them that they won't talk to you for a week. So, I mean, I don't mind holding. I'll just put on speakerphone or Bluetooth and just sit there. I don't care. But some people, whew, think you kicked the dog.
I'm partly that guy. I've been getting in trouble a lot lately. A lot of people, you never answer your phone. I'm on the phone. I think it's rude. You're telling that person you're on the phone with, you're not very important. Let me get this other call.
Well, they have people they do that for, too. But I don't hang up on people. I give them the option. I'm like, hey, I got to get this real quick. You want to hang on for a second or hang up? And then I click over, and if I hear the dun-dun, I know they hung up, which is fine. Or if I hang up and the phone rings back, it's them. It's not a big deal. But I throw that out there every time. Do you want to hold on, or do you want me to call you back? Because it takes 2 seconds to say that. And then it's on them. So if they don't want to hold, they'll be like, just come right back, and you're good. And you call them back, and everything continues as normal. But when you say, hey, I got to get this, and you hang up on them, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, unless it's important, grandma's in the hospital, or little scout got loose, or whatever, something like that.
Well, the only ones that I'll answer call waiting for is family. And they know, most of the people that I will answer for know the secret signal. It's back to back. That's an emergency.
No, that's too much for me. My kids have started sending me texts from their iPad, and it's pretty.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's so funny. At first, like, you know, they have it where it'll help you spell the word, whatever you call that. So they'll send like one little sentences, but it's a lot of emojis, like a ton of them, and they use the right one. That's what gets me. I mean, they're freaking seven, you know. When I was seven, I was out in the front yard throwing a ball up to myself and hitting it. I mean, they're on iPads sending me, like, emojis. And the right ones. That's what gets me. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I'll send an emoji to someone, and they'll call me, like, an hour later, like, what's that supposed to mean? I'm like, I don't know. Is this a face? So, I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Is it okay for a guy to reply with an emoji?
Dude, I reply with heart emojis to everybody. I'm against the like button on Facebook. So if you get a like from me,
Exactly where my conversation's going. You already know what road we're going.
So I never use the like button. Like, if I use the like button, it's kind of like, eh. So I just never do it. And like, people used to have fun and they're like, dude, you like my post. That's serious. Because that, if I liked your post, I mean, that was a big deal. But now that they got the heart and the laugh thing, I use that all the time. But I use like the heart face emojis and stuff for everybody. Dudes, chicks, whatever. I don't care. I think it's awesome.
See, I think you're whoring your heart out too much.
No, never. You can never do that.
You do. Everybody. You whore your heart all around Facebook.
Everybody likes the heart. And one thing I can't figure out is that when you do the heart, it just shows up as a, it says so-and-so reacted to your message. So you don't know what it is. Unless you have enough time to go back and look at the list of who did what. I love the heart. It's wonderful. Wonderful. The like button is just a rhetorical piece of crap. Like, everybody can go through there and click like. Like, give me a break. You really like that I use 3 decoys instead of 9? Really? Like, no. Either love it or you think it's funny. There's no like. I like cranberry juice. I love vodka. There's a huge difference.
I will say that you using the heart gave me the bravery enough to use it myself.
You got to use
but
it.
But I don't whore it around like you do. You just whore that thing all around social media.
You damn right I do. And I'm probably going to do it when we get off the phone if I have time to use the book post. I love it. I really like the laughing guy the most, but the heart is just like the like, but better. It's better. Nobody wants a like. Like, somebody posts a picture of their dog or their kids or something. Like, they don't, like, a courtesy like is not, like, that's all a like is. It's a courtesy thing. Like, oh, well, yeah, that's all right. Here's a like.
Gee, I never understood, hey, Daddy just died today. Just wanted to let everybody know. And back in those days, you only had a like button. What do I do here? Do a like and comment, or do it just comment? You don't want to like a post if somebody died.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I stay away from those. Like, usually when somebody loses a family member or something and posts it on there, I'll send them a text or something like that. On birthdays too, I'll just see that it's their birthday if I didn't already know and text them. Because the 4,500 happy birthday messages you get on Facebook, like, you can't read them. You can't read them all. You don't even see half of them. You know, some people that don't even follow you, get one. You're like, I don't know. Like, what? Where did this come from? Can't see their post. So,
what? Hey, let me ask you this. What's your rule for friending on Facebook when it comes to people you don't personally know, but you know that they probably listen to you on the podcast?
I usually, you know, there's a mutual friend deal, and then there is.
That's the first layer, mutual friends.
Like, I'd never, ever have accepted a hot chick because I know it's ISIS. So, we know that's not true. I'm 39 years old. I'm about 230 pounds. There's no hot chicks looking me up on Facebook. You know? I mean, it's just not in the cards. And, I mean, I get it. You know, no hot girl is creeping my Facebook page is like, hey, I'm going to send this dude a like, I mean, a friend request. Like, that doesn't happen. So usually I'll wait, you know, because on the friend request, you never know. Like, if you wait a little bit and don't accept it right away, if it's a fake account, it'll be gone. Or if it's, you know, like a hacked account. So unless it's somebody I know, like, people, you know, text me about send me messages about boats and stuff, and I'll know that they want to PM. So, you know, that's automatic accept. But there's a lot going into it. You can't just go willy-nilly on the accepting friends. You just can't do it.
Oh, no.
But you could tell, and you could tell, a lot. Profile picture tells a lot. You know, you can get a lot of information from that.
Mutual friends, profile picture, and I go back and look to see if they have anything dead on their wall. Not their wall at their house, but their wall on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a solid duck picture with your dog and a couple of dead ducks is a pretty good indication that y'all are going to get along. Until the, what gun do you shoot, what truck do you run, what waiters are you running, sick is too expensive, bad it sucks, drag flat, all that. Until that all comes out, you're fine. So, I don't know. I mean, I've had to unfollow some guys lately because they're, just, oh my God, man. I don't know. Maybe I should have a lot more time for Facebook, but like some of these dudes and chicks, like, I mean, they just stay on it and just talk. I mean, just so-and-so is this, so-and-so is that, and Trump is this, and Trump is that. I'm like, golly, go play in the field somewhere.
Have you ever sat back and thought about the difference, the really big differences between Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, actually I have, and Twitter. See, like, Twitter's my, like, playground, because it's got the best content. If something happens, like, okay, say a plane crash happens, the first place that's going to hit is Twitter. And sports stuff, gambling and just straight sports stuff. If I miss an Ole Miss baseball game, I'm like, man, what the score is? I could just put in the search bar and I'll have everything there. So I don't have to go, like, searching all over the planet. Twitter's my favorite. But Twitter, you can't use the advertising platform, really, and stuff like that. So it's just strictly for fun, and I love it. People say anything on there. Doesn't matter. But then Facebook has gotten... I don't know, whatever with Facebook, but Instagram, I mean, you know, it's fast paced. And I run into
let me give you an observation real quick, and give me your thoughts on this observation, because I've just, you know, my car just made it to the Instagram block. You know, I just made it to the main corridor. I'm looking around. It looks like to me. Let's just take this from the hunting world perspective. On Instagram, it looks like there's just a competition of wannabe pro hunters. They're like all in competition with one another of who can have the best picture.
True or false? Yeah, it is 100%. True. Yeah, it is. And you got to realize, too, though, there's a business aspect of Instagram too. Facebook has it. Facebook is for advertising. You know, you want everybody in business that has a page. It's not to sit on there and pimp out on your page and put every freaking boat in the world on your page. Nobody wants to see that. And after about 7 days, they're like, Jesus, enough of this blah, blah, blah boat with this blah, blah, blah hole. And we get it. Like, we get it. You like the boat. We get it. Are you getting paid to, like, get on there and say all this stuff? But anyway, the object of all of this is to move people to your website. And my website sucks, so don't go to goldencircle.net and call me and tell me how horrible my website is, because I designed it and I'm not a computer designer. But the whole object in marketing is to send people to your website. That's the whole object. So when you get on Facebook and post 95,000 times a day about all these different whatever, it just makes people, it just gets on people's nerves. So on Instagram, I try and post a picture that I think is cool every now and again. Maybe a boat, maybe a dog hunting picture, whatever. But on Instagram, for me, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to push people really to my website. Instagram to me is kind of like Twitter, where you're just kind of like a fun place. Twitter's the best. But anyway, these girls that get on there. The girls that
go ahead.
Get on there,
go ahead.
First of all, they realize that if they get, can't remember what the layer is, but if they get a certain amount of followers, they're going to get paid. We all know that. So the object is to get this many followers, hashtag this much stuff and sell products. And that, I mean, it's great. But some of these girls have about as much business posting pictures of them and their boobs on Instagram hunting as I do walking around with a Louis Vuitton purse and whatever shoe is hot right now for chicks. It's cross-dressing. That's all it is. It's glorified cross-dressing. They need to stay in their lane. You know, to be like these other girls, like the, what's her name that married Fred Smith's son, like just get on there and sell clothes. Don't get on there and tell me how to duck hunt or post a Photoshop picture with a duck call in your mouth because you can't blow one. Don't give me that crap. Get out of here. You're a huntress. Yeah, right. Yeah, I get it. You're a freaking poet is what you are with boobs. And dudes don't get that. They're like, oh, my God. Look, did you see that girl? Holy smokes. Like, yeah, dude, I saw it.
Seems to me, look, Instagram is a trend-setting place. But at the end of the day, the people that are still on Facebook are the ones that have the money to spend on those trends. And I'll tell you who's the worst. You're going to get pissed off at me, and I'm going to piss a lot of people off by saying this. It looks like to me the guys that are Sitka, like the Sitka tribe members, had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. Had this conversation a couple of weeks ago with somebody. But it looks like those guys are in competition with one another who can post the best picture.
Well, they have a photo contest, too. But, dude, you can't just wrap Sitka into this. Because
I'm just
Sitka
saying.
You can't. Look, dude, Sitka is a niche product, okay? It's not for everyone. All these booger eaters are like, my Carhartt, my Filson. Yeah, we get it, dude. You're not buying Sitka. It's not for everybody. We get it. $1,000 waders are not for everybody. I get it. Okay?
I have Sitka.
I do, too. I'm the biggest Sitka pro fan in the world. I've had more people buy Sitka than Sitka ads. I get it. But I don't want to hear, like, you know, everybody's got to defend
everything. I agree with you
everything.
On that. I agree with you on that. We don't have to know that you're not buying a $900 pair of waders. We get that. You don't have to announce it to the world.
Well, you don't have to announce it that you don't want them either because they're too high priced. That's your opinion. So, I mean, just because, you know, like, I drove a 2004 Tahoe for 15 years. I didn't care. It was awesome. It got me around. I didn't make fun of people that had 2016 brand new trucks. I didn't be like, well, you're an idiot for buying that $70,000 truck. No, I didn't do that. I just kept my mouth shut and drove down the road. And if I hit something, I was like, another dent in the bumper. Oh, well. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, we get it, dude. You don't want the waiters. Sorry. I mean, it's like my mom said when I was a little. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. You know, if you've got to voice your opinion on Facebook to make you feel better, then go ahead. But what are you getting out of this? Like, all you're doing is starting a huge fight, basically. So, if you don't want the waiters, don't get the waiters. If you don't want the whatever that stupid ass pad Drake makes, don't buy it. I don't have it. I make fun of it for a few weeks, but I don't get on Duck South and make a post. Oh, you guys have bought the ass flapper, idiots. Don't do that. And the whole thing right now, the whole thing, like, yeah, you could really, really get overwhelmed right now with the whole guns and boat and truck. I mean, the whole boat deal right now is so obnoxious. I just want to get on there and be like, oh, that's great, dude. You're doing 50 in your aluminum boat and a beer can. Rock on, dude. Make sure you got your helmet. You know?
Hold on. Let me get this in before you leave Instagram. This is just purely opinion. See, I think Instagram pushed the limit toward narcissism even further.
Oh, yeah, but they all did.
Oh, I agree. I agree that Facebook and, of course, MySpace
I couldn't get a MySpace account. I never had one.
Are you serious?
I never had one. I couldn't get Facebook because I was at an Ole Miss for a year before it came out, and I couldn't get a MySpace account because I didn't get it. And I was like, that stuff's never going to make it.
What was the guy that everybody had to be friends with on MySpace?
Mark Zuckerberg.
No, MySpace.
Oh, Tom, you're right, Tom. Yeah.
Well, Tom was sitting at his desk looking back over the shoulder in his fancy tan colored T-shirt.
Yeah, Tom, I forgot about that. See, that was way before my time. I used to get on Elizabeth's Facebook, and I creeped on it. Because I thought it was the dumbest. I was like, these people are posting the dumbest stuff. And, you know, now my iPhone tells me my screen time. I'm like, I don't want to know that I was on the phone 64% of my day. I don't want to know that. Turn that crap off. I was like, I know I'm on my phone all day. I don't need to know that. Who are you to tell me how much screen I use? Isn't that the point? So, yeah, anyway, yeah, they are. It's all about look at me. But, I mean, whatever, dude. That's what it's all – I mean, if you're going to get into that, get in the whole selfie thing. I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well.
No. I just think Instagram's just a little bit colder than Facebook.
Give Instagram 2 or 3 weeks and get back to me. Because there's some cool stuff on there. And you don't have to sit there and read a bunch of crap. You just scroll through it. If you like a picture, cool. If you don't, whatever. Just give it a little time.
I think I've liked one picture on Instagram in like a year, 2 years.
Well, you just said you hadn't been using it.
I hadn't been using it. I'll get on it and I'll click that little story button where you scan through everybody's stories.
Yeah, and that's cool. But I mean, go to the pitch, like just scroll through the pictures. And also, I mean, courtesy, like, really? I mean, if you're not gonna, here's my thing. If you're on a social media platform, there are people that never post on Facebook. Like, I'll go through some of their stuff to see what else they posted, and they never post. Like, here's a post from 2012, and I'm like, they just get on here and just creep all day long. And that's fine. Thank God, because they don't get on there and ask what choke to run in their 870 youth model. But, yeah. I mean, if you get on one of those platforms and you don't participate in some way or another, then what are you doing?
Hey, have you ever hit anybody without unfriending them where you don't see their stuff anymore?
Have I ever? I did it this morning. I'm telling
Why?
You, sometimes it's just out of control.
Like, give me a reason like, why.
I can't because he'll know exactly who it is and he'll call me. I can't. I'll just give you a generic reason. Let's just throw this out there. Say you're a huge Tennessee fan, okay? Say you're a huge Tennessee fan, and every post is about Tennessee. Tennessee this, Tennessee that. Oh, we hired the offensive tight end line coach from Arkansas Pine Bluff. Like, I don't care. I don't care. You know, they get on Rivals and 247, and they find out, oh, check this out. So, I don't care, dude. So, yeah, unfollow. See you. Bye. You know, I mean, sorry. We had a good run.
Whew.
Yeah, I don't use that. I don't use that a lot. And I never – if I blocked you, you're a criminal. You're a criminal, basically. Because you really, like – I'm blocked by a lot of people. And I'll see, like –
There's a difference between hide and block, right? There's a difference
Huge difference.
Okay.
If you've got to block somebody on Facebook, I mean, that's like going home when you're in fourth grade and being like, he called me a butthole.
I have blocked somebody, and I'll say it on this podcast. I blocked Goins. Josh Goins from the FFL would send me these huge paragraphs in Messenger. And I guess when I blocked him in Messenger, it blocked him in Facebook, too, because, like, I see people replying to him in comments, and I don't see his stuff anymore. I don't even know how he typed it out on his phone unless he's still sitting at a personal computer with a big screen typing this stuff out. But he would send me these 5,000-word essays in Messenger. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to read this? I'm scanning it with my thumb.
Yeah, I know. I mean, sometimes it's got to happen. Sometimes you just say, man, it's, you know, we've had a good run.
Well, see, I had that happen from 2014 to 2016. What was the exercise that everybody was going to do? That crazy workout where you climb ropes and you beat CrossFit. People with, yo, man, the CrossFit years from 13 to 16. I hit a lot of people from 13 to 16.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people still into that, but that thing is a cult.
Oh, it is. And the first thing you learn is to be narcissistic. The first rule of CrossFit.
Yeah, I mean, I probably need to go. Don't get me wrong. But, no, I can't. No. I don't need to go run 15 miles and throw dumbbells up in the air and stuff. I don't know. How do you schedule time to do that?
I had to hide a family member that was doing CrossFit, like a near and dear family member. She was pulling her shirt up and asking, do you want to get six-pack like this? You got to come to CrossFit with me.
Don't get me started. It's not even cross. Remember the Tupperware sale? I saw a Tupperware salesman yesterday in like a Ford Fiesta. Apparently, you still get Tupperware cars, and it's the same thing. It goes Tupperware, Plexus. What's that other stuff? Like all these drinks, and you're going to be the most healthy person to ever live. Stuff and sign up now and get a $50 referral bonus, and it's all the same, man.
I think that those people ruin social media for the rest of us.
No, I mean, you can't. At this point, we're too far gone as a society. We're too far gone. It's over. Everybody hates everybody. And if you like something that the other person doesn't like, they hate you too. So it's too far gone. We're doomed.
That is a very true statement.
Yeah. If you're not on their side, then you're just worthless.
Now, I know we've talked about the old CrossFit cult, the old CC, a lot on this podcast before, but geez, man, that's one for the CrossFit and FFL, boy. They could write the book on bringing the dummies in.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Rob. Well, man, I appreciate you walking me through Instagram today.
Yeah, give it another 2 week or two. Don't give up on it yet.
Do I need to follow any specific hashtags before I let you go?
Hashtag Greasem, hashtag Feet Hanging We Banging, hashtag Golden Circle Marine.
Old Charles Johnson, he's not listening to this, I know. I bet he's following a few hashtags.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Rob. Enjoyed it. Have a good rest of the week. Good to be back on here with you. Thank you again. We want to thank all of you that listened to this edition of the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.